B-Pod Studios.
It's technically Monday.
I can't believe the weekend's over.
Good morning, everyone, and a big welcome back.
It's Monday morning.
First thing Monday morning.
You know, I wake up every morning, my first thought is, what part of me is not working today?
Ha! Hoo! Hoo!
What are you doing?
Vocal exercise, you know, just limbering up the chords.
It's ready for some old-timey fun.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Oh, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's Monday morning, and everybody's so excited to be here.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be awake.
Excited to be here. Well, I guess perhaps we should start this morning by telling you that we believe that the demise of Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, and Gronk were greatly exaggerated.
What happened?
Well, were they great yesterday or what, huh?
It's the best game they played all
it
year.
It was long game. Did you feel like it was lasting forever, or is that just me?
Yeah, it lasted forever.
It was like this people walking in the room and saying, is this game still on?
Well, it was over at halftime. So.
Oh, right. That's true.
That's probably it. Yeah. So we got that coming up for you this morning. We will attempt to delete your debt again today. First chance you to win $1,000 in cash and qualify for the $10,000 grand prize coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Speaking of cash, we got win a grand in 60 seconds. First chance of that coming up this morning, just about 12 minutes or so. And what are you covering in dirty laundry today?
Well, we have a little. I know that we're talking about Jeff Bezos a lot. We have an update on that, but you won't believe on the other side of the coin who's engaged. And I don't know how I feel about it because I feel like he got a divorce just recently. But he's engaged. This famous actor is engaged to the daughter of a famous actor and a famous newscaster. Who could it be?
Ooh. Who? And a famous newscaster. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Who could it be? We'll find out 7:45 this morning.
Are Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston really having a baby?
No, they're not.
Did you see a Star magazine at the grocery store?
No, in style.
Oh, okay.
No, only believe the National Enquirer. Those are the rules.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston's having a baby with an alien.
Okay. So now you know. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, if you're not riding around in an electric shopping cart in a Walmart parking lot at 6:30 in the morning drinking wine out of a Pringles can, then you are not living your best life, and I feel sorry for you.
Really?
Because that's what happened this weekend in Wichita Falls, because, you know, what else is there to do? There's not much. And this woman was apparently, since 6:30 in the morning, was driving around in an electric shopping cart because it's hard to walk and drink wine out of a Pringles can at the same time. And then she went inside Walmart because it was getting chilly, I bet.
Wow.
And then she continued to drink and ride around in the scooter, and they removed her.
At least she planned ahead a little bit because she wasn't drinking out of a Wise potato chip bag.
That would have been like a juice pouch.
Right.
You know, that wouldn't have been good.
Yeah.
The thing is that there are a lot of components to this story that fascinate me.
Yeah.
But the biggest component is, I feel like there's a debate. Was she drinking wine out of the Pringles can, like just liquid right straight out, or did she use it as a koozie and put the wine bottle in and then just drink it like that? Because I feel as though a Pringles can, though very good at keeping Pringles dry and nice, would collapse if you put liquid in.
That's what I thought.
And I'm going to test it
Saturday
at Walmart.
This weekend because I feel like, I mean, it's basically cardboard. It's got that liner, but that, you know, is just for freshness.
The diameter of the can, I don't think, is
greater
than...
You know, I think you're right about that. You know, I don't think a wine bottle would fit in a Pringles can.
Mm.
That's true.
Plus, the liner of a Pringles... it's not really a can. It's a canister.
Okay. Yes.
We're really getting into it.
Okay, it's airtight to prevent the Pringles from, you know, getting stale.
Yes.
So it's got a foil kind of thing. And I think it's sealed. And I think the foil would prevent the liquid from leaking out.
I just feel like at the edges, you know, at the bottom,
might start to seep
a little bit. And then you're in trouble. I mean, she was probably drinking it pretty fast.
Well, I don't know. Because it was like from 6:30, they didn't get there till like 9. So, I mean, that's a lot.
She probably
wine.
Polished it off by the time they got there.
And what kind of Pringles goes best with wine? But also...
sour cream and onion.
That's what my wife said.
I thought it would be cheddar.
We need to bring a Pringles can in here.
I think there's only one way to solve this. LBF, go to your trunk and get a Pringles can and a bottle of wine.
Yeah,
perfect.
Really.
All right, well done.
We'll be right back.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
80s and more, 1057 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. And that was in one heck of a football game yesterday for the mighty New England Patriots. And as we mentioned earlier this morning, it appears that the demise of Tom Brady and the Patriots was greatly over-exaggerated.
Boy, best game of the year by those New England Patriots.
It really
offense,
was.
Defense,
really was.
Special teams, coaching, they got it done.
All three phases of the game.
That's
all
right.
All three phases of the game. That is absolutely correct. And speaking of Bill Belichick.
You know, and just when you thought you were going to get, it's one game and we're on to Kansas City.
He was excited after the game.
Yes.
Okay, we got this is what Belichick had to say in his excitement after the game in the locker room, okay?
Congratulations, man. That's a good week of preparation. Played a lot of good football. Just keep doing what we're doing, okay? Keep getting better each week and expect the competition to get better this week. All right, that's the way it is this time of year. All right? Great job today, man. Great job. Give them credit. That's a good football team you beat, all right? And they battled us all the way. That's a good football team. But you were the better ones today, yeah. And you deserve it. All right, that's why we're moving on.
Oh, yeah.
All right, congratulations, man.
How do we feel about beating the L.A. Chargers?
No. What? Did you hear that? See, if you thought Belichick was really, really excited, that was special teams captain Matthew Slater.
Matthew Slater, the all-pro.
Okay.
The professor.
Once again, here's what he had to say to the guys, okay? And this is when they're all standing around, you know, in like a huddle, and they all got their hands in the middle.
Break it down.
Yeah, break it. Okay, here we go. Okay.
How do we feel about beating the L.A. Chargers?
Oh, my goodness.
Who's he sound like that?
That just cracks me
up.
Who
does he sound like?
Urkel.
Yeah, a little bit like Urkel.
A little bit.
He does wear glasses.
Urkel.
Yep. Or Revenge of the Nerds.
He's super smart, wicked nice guy.
Yeah.
He's won the Bart Starr Award. He's very, he's a nice guy.
His dad's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, man, he doesn't sound like a football player.
No, he doesn't.
When he does this. Come on, give it to me one more time.
How do you feel about beating the L.A. Chargers?
Fantastic. Okay, and speaking of that football game and more.
Yes, for an NFL record, 8th straight time, the Patriots going to the conference championship. They pummeled the Chargers 41-28. They advance to the AFC title game next Sunday in Kansas City against the Chiefs. Kickoff at 6:40.
Tom Brady.
That's right. It'll be the Rams and Saints in the NFC championship. Super Bowl 53 will be Sunday, February 3rd in Atlanta. Celtics and Brooklyn, they face the Nets tonight. Pregame starts at 7:30 right here on 105.7 WROR. Bruins host the Canadiens tonight. I'm Hank Morse. That's a look at sports.
Okay, thank you very much, Hanky. Coming up 7:10 this morning, rather interesting. It's kind of an interesting thing about the soundtrack of your love life.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was stunned to find out that somebody in this room had a soundtrack when he wanted to woo the ladies.
Yes,
a go-to CD back in 1994.
Who could it be? Who could it be?
It's a little
unusual. Soundtrack of your love.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So this morning here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, we want to take a little flashback back into the day. And the day when you had the soundtrack to your love life.
Well, this was a conversation that Brian Bell and I had on Friday because there was this little, story about how what albums rock stars were listening to when they first, had relations with the ladies.
Yeah, because Slash had the Fleetwood Mac Rumors album on.
Which is weird.
I wonder if he had the hat.
I wonder if he did.
But we were talking about it. I was like, oh, yeah, I had my go-to album. Like, when I first I moved out, I was on my own. Having somebody over, Set the Mood album that I always put on.
Set the Mood album.
Wasn't R. Kelly, was it?
Oh, jeez. Oh,
okay.
No.
What's wrong with you?
So did you actually make a mixtape?
No. It was just like the album.
It was just like the album.
I had a good, chill album. The whole album was kind of nice and relaxing. So, I just put it on in the background, felt like it set a good mood.
Had some Zimas.
chilled up.
I was a Barry White guy, you know what I mean?
That's good. Okay, so you had the Barry White album.
So what is...
Do you want to hear
it? I want to hear a little bit of this.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what you had there. Okay.
All right, so I'll just cue this up.
Oh. All right. You know what's what's funny?
What's that?
Is that I remember this album in conjunction with a guy in the 90s,
see?
Too.
It was the, so, it was the, it came out like,
yeah, 93, 94. Yeah.
And it was like 10 Summoner's Tales, right? Sting.
It was very chill. Just,
yeah.
And it's the perfect background for an infomercial.
No, it's a perfect background. And seriously, and I think I did this for like putting this on and making dinner and having the person come over, and it's just nice.
Yes.
And
it's nice and chill. Right? Hey, how you doing?
Funny, when I heard that, I've never thought in those terms when I've heard that song.
Well, now the
album was just kind of nice and calm. You know,
I knew a guy who used to put on George Winston to get in the mood.
Really?
You didn't miss
it.
Wow.
December. His name isn't Dave, I hope.
No, it was not Dave.
What was Dave? What was Dave's group?
He said no. I said, "Do you have like an album you put on?" Or
I don't think it was that weird.
I don't think it was that weird either.
Did it work? That's the key.
Well, the thing is, my wife hates Sting, so I ended up marrying
that didn't
a woman.
Didn't work out very well. Yeah,
did not work with her.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Now, do women have like go to soundtracks?
No, it's usually just crying.
My wife was Michael Sambello.
MC Hammer can't touch this.
Yeah. No, she's a maniac.
I actually think maybe the Divinals. But I'm not going to name that song.
Oh, boy.
No, you can't name that song.
Wow.
But thanks for trying.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem runs into Ephus at $3 Dewey's when he hears the shocking news.
Oh boy, I got some bad news yesterday.
Oh my God, what is it?
Effie's only got 24 hours to live.
Oh jeez, what you gonna do?
Well, I'm not sure, but I know one thing.
What's that?
There's no way I'm paying that ransom.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hiya.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Big football game yesterday. Everybody's very excited. I'm sure that the ratings were huge around here. Everybody was watching the Patriots game. And there's Brian and I were having a discussion earlier this morning about the Patriots and Tom Brady. And there's really all you have to do is look at these statistics. And there's no question that he is the greatest quarterback of all time. I mean, people are saying
anyone who says otherwise is crazy.
You know, you're right about that. You know,
crazy.
Some people are saying, hey, he's the greatest quarterback of all times. Arguably not the greatest. No. There's no argument.
Really?
But at the same time, sometimes he can be a little weird, don't you think?
He's weird.
Yeah.
So he put up this video yesterday. It was like a pump up video yesterday morning. It had Jason Tatum from the Celtics, Mookie Betts from the Sox, and who was it from the Bruins, Hank?
With Charlie McAvoy.
Charlie McAvoy.
Yeah, Charlie McAvoy.
And you might be able to help us with this, LB, because you're smart.
Oh, really?
See if you recognize what it's from. I found out what it was from.
Okay.
This is Tom Brady.
Tom Brady posted it. Okay.
Our destiny is not frightful by being unreal.
And it's frightful because it is irreversible and ironclad. Time is the substance we are made of.
Time is a river which sweeps me along. But I am the river. It is a tiger which destroys me.
But I am the tiger. It is a fire which consumes me.
But I am the fire.
So, What do you think that's from, anyway?
All right, it's pretty weird. Although, I got to say, it did give me a little bit of a chill while I was just listening to it.
If you want to see it, go to WROR.com. I posted it.
It's weird, right?
You know what's unusual about it is that the three athletes that he features,
yeah,
they are all the future of these Boston sports teams.
That's very true, yeah.
I have no idea where that's from. Rocky? I don't know.
All right, so it's from A New Refutation of Time by Argentinian writer Jorge Luis Borges.
Okay, I am not nearly that smart.
I thought you were very smart.
But well, like, you are mistaken, sir. That's interesting.
I feel like, I don't know.
It's intense.
I'm thinking Giselle gave it to him.
No, I think that he reads this stuff and he gets excited about it and then he wants to pass it along. It's very generous and it's very inspiring, but it's also kind of weird.
Yeah. Hey, guys, who's your favorite Argentinian writer?
I love people like that, and I know people like that. They kind of talk in bumper stickers, and they have these really insightful, cool things to say.
And they're super successful.
And they're super successful, but I always walk away a little weirded out.
But that reminds me of motivational posters, and I hate motivational
posters.
Plus,
the other thing, he claims he's the fire and the river. Okay?
Can't be.
Water puts out fire.
Okay.
I don't know. Didn't the river down in Providence light on fire once?
Maybe.
They light that on fire every year.
Yeah.
It's keep it coming because it gives me something to think about.
But fire and water yesterday were more powerful than the lightning.
That's very true.
Of the Chargers.
Oh, maybe that's what it was all about.
It's catchy. It's catchy. Okay.
I love Argentinian food.
I think we finally figured this whole thing out.
I don't know. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
You didn't know the words, though. To be fair, it's different singing when there's when you're in a stadium and singing along. Sometimes there's a little bit of a delay.
It takes a while for the sound to get to you.
Yeah, especially when you're high up in those fancy seats. Yeah. But yeah, it's nice to see John Bon Jovi at the game. He's awfully cute still. It's a weird...
don't you?
It's a weird relationship, that Kraft, Bon Jovi, Belichick. Just, I don't know. Just strange. But it's nice. They seem to get along very well, and he's always at the game. So
hey, John,
really
can you sing a lot with the crowd for us, please?
All right, so we got some royal news. We've got some anniversary news and some Super Bowl news. But first, I want to talk about Love is in the Air. Now, coming off a weekend with Jeff Bezos and his, kind of awful affair and 25-year marriage down the tubes, let us celebrate, please, second chances. Chris Pratt, star of Jurassic Park and Passengers. Good movie, by the way. Totally underrated, and he's adorable in it. He broke up with Anna Faris. They were married for, 7-8 years, and they have a son, Jack, together. He's 6. And it was sad when they broke up because everyone loved them. They were, the perfect little couple. But he's found love, and he's found love in Hollywood. Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter, Maria Shriver's daughter, Catherine Schwarzenegger. She's 29, he's 39. They just got engaged. He posted a very sweet picture on his Instagram that said, "Sweet Catherine, so happy you said yes. I'm thrilled to be marrying you. Proud to live boldly in faith with you. Here we go." And there's a picture of her in her very big, fancy ring. And initially I was like, "Oh, I feel bad that Chris Patton and Anna Faris are not married anymore." But then I was hopeful. It's kind of nice. They started dating in June. They seem to be totally in love. They're not the type of people, according to People magazine, that date and just they want to have a life together. And that's good. And you know what's really interesting? Part of the divorce settlement between Anna and Chris is that they have to live within 5 miles of each other so that they can co-parent Jack until he's in the 6th grade.
It's not a bad idea.
I don't know. That's I'm thinking good. That they had a really great marriage, Anna Faris and Chris. Then they didn't, but they're having a really good divorce. And that's great, right? And she's seeing somebody, and now he's getting married, and it can all work out, people. This is your hopeful message on a Monday.
Poor Jack, though.
Why?
He's the kid.
He's fine. He's fine. Now he's got a bazillion parents. So many presents at Christmas. Okay, Meghan Markle. Her bodyguard quit. This is the 5th person that quit on her.
At least. Think she's difficult?
I don't think she's difficult. I think that when I was reading this, and I think this is legit, I think she went from being a really free person to being completely constrained by all this royal stuff and also being followed around constantly. And I think that maybe personalities just don't fit in and... I don't know. Maybe the bodyguard was difficult. Maybe he was weird.
What? Five people are difficult?
I don't know. I think the Brits that are working for her aren't used to, an American coming in.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
More than anything.
Yeah. I'm Team Megan. They're not used to her yet.
I don't go that far.
No, really? Okay.
She's a commoner.
Britney Spears. I just want to give you, thinking of Wally Brine today. It has been 20 years since her first hit, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
No kidding.
January 12th was the release date of that sucker, and that is pretty interesting to me. And finally, I think the Super Bowl halftime show is going to be a big old snore, even though they brought in Big Boi and Travis Scott are now joining Maroon 5. I literally could be, I'm not even interested.
Well, you can go out and get some more Cheetos during the halftime.
Okay, thank you. I do. Buffalo chicken dip. Yeah, that's a good one, too. But that is what's going on in Dirty Laundry.
Oh, and one more thing. Remember, I think it was Friday, we were talking about the woman who came down to that strange condition where she could not hear men's voices. They have named that condition.
Heaven?
It's called marriage.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Worked out pretty well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh, wow.
It's time. It's game time here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program, and it's time to meet our player this morning. Her name is Lily. Lily is from Weymouth, Massachusetts. Lily King. So, first of all, Lily, how are you doing this morning? Welcome to the show. Is everything well with you?
Yes.
Good. Good to hear. Lily King. Do you ever wish your last name was Pad? That would be a cool name, but maybe that's another story for
that
another
would be
time.
Weird.
Okay, now so Lily, you feel pretty confident you can win this game.
Well, I hope so.
Okay.
Now LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within a span of 60 seconds. Your job is to answer all 10 of them. You can say pass at any time, but do leave enough time to come back and pick up any questions you've passed over within the 60 seconds. And if you do, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Are you ready to play?
I need to say hi to my grandsons, Ryan and Colin.
Okay. Have no fear.
We can't let you do that.
You don't get any points taken off for that.
Okay, everybody, let us play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 8 minus 3?
5.
Who owns the Patriots?
Robert Kraft.
What crop failure caused the Irish famine?
What is it?
What crop failure caused the Irish famine?
Potatoes.
What does the F in NAFTA stand for?
The F in NAFTA?
F as in Frank, in NAFTA.
Space.
Britney Spears' first hit debuted 20 years ago. What was it?
Pass.
Spell vinyl.
Vinyl. V-Y-N-A-L.
Who are the Patriots playing this Sunday?
Tigers.
Name one of Alex P. Keaton's parents' names and family ties.
Pass.
Chris Pratt's father-in-law is going to be?
Who?
Chris Pratt's father-in-law is going to be?
Chris Pratt's father-in-law.
Chris Pratt. He's an actor.
Oh.
Okay.
We are going to run out of time here, but okay, you got 3 correct. You missed a few, and you passed on a couple, so let's review everything.
Okay, so the F in NAFTA stands for free. Britney Spears' first hit debuted 20 years ago. It was Hit Me Baby One More Time. Vinyl is V-I-N-Y-L. The Patriots are playing the Chiefs this Sunday. And Alex P. Keaton's parents' names and family ties, Elise or Steve. And Chris Pratt's father-in-law is going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But have no fear, because we have a consolation prize for you. And I do believe, Lily, you're going to enjoy this. A pair of tickets to see Chicago.
Ooh,
April 18th at the Orpheum Theater. Hey, that's a great spot for a Chicago concert in the Orpheum Theater. Tickets are on sale right now at LiveNation.com. Hey, congratulations for getting the consolation prize. Have yourself a great day, and thank you so much for being a member of the nation. Okay, Lil?
Good job.
Okay, take care of yourself now. Enjoy the show. Hey, everybody else, you think you got what it takes to play the game and win? Enter to be a contestant right now at WRR.com, and you could win $1,000 thanks to Century Bank.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, so this is the latest trend on Facebook. And you think this is a really, really bad idea.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
Yeah,
it's okay. Called How Hard Did Aging Hit You?
Oh, God.
Challenge. And what you do is you take your first profile pic from Facebook, and then you put it next to your latest profile pic from Facebook, and you see how much you've aged. Now,
okay, that could be a term. That could be like almost 10 years now.
Yeah.
Facebook's been around for like 10 years, right?
So the thing is this is dumb because it's very rare that people look better at 10 years later. I mean, unless you're like 20. If you were like 15 and now you're 25, or you're like 20 and now you're 30, even if you're 25 and 35, I'm just saying that if you are 40 and up, do not do this.
No, just remember, every day when you look in the mirror, you should stand there and look at it for like a minute or so, because it's never going to be that good again.
And then should you say goodbye to it?
That's right, exactly.
Like Marie Kondo.
Say goodbye to it.
Say goodbye to yourself.
Thank you, face.
Thank you, face.
I'll see you tomorrow. No, I won't.
It's so bad. The thing is that it's actually not even true aging, because most people, myself included, have a very, very photoshopped face on your Facebook. Ugh. 10 years ago,
you're kidding.
But like, no, they have filters, you know, like a softening agent.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
And so you really don't even look like yourself. What you should just do is, I don't think that's
who
a smart
comes
idea.
Up with these. Who comes up with these?
Terrible, horrible people.
You think like the Zuckerberg sit around the house at night, they get a snoot full of wine and say, hey, let's try this one.
I guess.
How can we mess with the regular people?
Okay.
I know.
Let's go out and make the regular people feel terrible about themselves.
In a decade, I turned into my father.
I know.
That's what I did.
I'm thinking people can, you still look good. It's just, here's the thing. My sister said this to me once when I was... And it was really good advice, and I think that everyone should take it. I was bemoaning the fact that it was my 20th anniversary of being married, and I'm like, I should probably like think about trying to get back into my wedding dress, because that's what people do.
Why should you ever do that?
It's not like I was. The good thing is that I wasn't super skinny when I got married, so that's great. But anyway, my sister said to me, why would you ever want to be the person you were 20 years ago? You have 20 years of knowledge and experience. Be the person you are today. Don't look back at what you used to look like or what you used to fit into. Think about all you've accomplished since then.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
That was nice.
No, that sounds like the statement of a very successful person.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Thin and successful.
Thin and successful. That's my sister. What a jerk.
Okay. Just try to clear that up for you, okay?
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBM, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
Hey, okay, everybody. There's something really, really, really big coming up in the garden. And it's a week from this coming Sunday, the 27th. And okay, so let's first of all we'll introduce a couple of people here and then try to explain exactly what's going on and why you should be there. First of all, there's an organization in Boston, and it's a great organization. It's called the 100 Club, and they do a lot for the community. Now, it's a really, really great outfit, and it's the president of the 100 Club, John Lynch, is on the line with us right now. Morning, John. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey.
Fine.
Welcome to the Lauren and Wally Show. It's great to talk with you this morning. And so the 100 Club does great work, and one of the great things they do is they help families of fallen first responders, right?
Yeah.
That's correct. We cover all 355 cities and towns in Massachusetts, the families of first responders, plus the transit police and the state police.
Okay. Now, that's really a huge undertaking to take care of that. Now, we're going to need your help. And then there's another organization that many of you may have heard around Boston. It's called the Boston Bruins.
Oh, those guys?
You've heard of the Boston Bruins before? So we got this guy who's with the Bruins. You may have heard of him. His name is Bob Sweeney. He's on the line with us right now. Hey, Bob, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Great, thank you. So nice to talk with you.
Great number 20, former Boston College star.
That's right.
From Acton Boxborough High School.
Wow, you did your homework. I like it.
Hey,
wow.
No problem. Hank's your number one fan. So, hey, first of all, there's have you guys seen the Battle of the Titans?
Oh, yeah, the Rock's new game?
The Rock's
Titan
new
Titan games.
Titan Games. It's on NBC, I think it is.
Bits and Pieces, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, this is nothing like that, I hope.
No.
No. So now here's your chance, ladies and gentlemen, to actually get into the garden and actually be able to run amok in the garden. Now, when's the last time you were ever allowed to do that? Never, right?
Allowed.
Okay. So, hey, Bob, why don't you start us off? Tell us about the big challenge you have coming up here.
Well, first of all, this event is the third year we've done it, and I really want to thank our sponsors, National Grid and Under Armour, our major sponsors, and the Stevens Family Foundation for their great support over the last 3 years. But this is a unique opportunity. You do not have to be a first responder to do this. We have a civilian division as well. Although the last few years, the participants have been first responders, but we're really trying to get more civilians so we could get your whole show there Sunday morning. You guys could do any level. This isn't a strict, we're not having The Rock, giving you some heat while you're running.
Well, I mean, I've done some warm up, like trying to get up, get a beer, hit the bathroom, and get back to your seat by like a timeout.
Yeah, warm up. Yeah,
pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
That's let's call that level A. We have
okay.
level.
All right. You have different levels on this, right?
I got it. Good.
So we have different levels for everybody, but it's just a unique opportunity to, as you say, you said it, run amok in the garden. But there's different levels, and we go all the way up to level 9 for the people that really want to challenge themselves. And what really
okay, wait. Okay. Yeah, okay. What's the difference between level 1 and level 9?
It's
a lot.
Eight.
Stairs. A lot of stairs.
Okay.
But the amazing part is the firefighters in particular, the majority of them do it in their turnout gear, which is roughly weighs about 70 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So you ought to make them do ladders.
That's pretty impressive. But we've had some great people that have, really participated over the last few years. And in particular, the state police has been our highest fundraising team the last few years, along with the Wilmington firefighters. They've been great as well.
Hey, let me ask John a question. Hey, John,
go ahead.
How much money do you guys need? I mean, this is a huge responsibility you're undertaking here.
Right. We need lots. We need lots.
Lots.
Right. Very much. Yes.
And you can still sign up for either a team or an individual if you go to bostonbruins.com/firstresponderchallenge, and you can bring the kids, have a good time, right?
So it's totally family friendly, right?
Hey, yeah, Bob. We also have a blood drive going on. We have a big inflatable for the kids.
Nice.
But, when you ask John how much money he needs, so I'll just give you a little bit about the 100 Club. I mean, they never forget. They've been supporting families for 60 years. So if you lose a loved one in the line of duty, the 100 Club never forgets you. It's not a one-time thing where they're going to come out and help out your family.
Wow.
They're there for your support for forever. And it's a great, great organization.
That is
John
amazing.
John and Janice have done a great job overseeing it.
Hey, Bob, if anybody shows up with their number 20 jersey, do they get to climb the stairs with Bob Sweeney or any of the other Bruins?
I'll be like The Rock. I'll have the bullhorn. And
okay. That's the way to
so
do
what
it.
Level is that, Bob?
Ground level.
Okay, so that's coming up Sunday, the 27th. It starts at 9 in the morning, goes to 1 o'clock, and anybody can enter this, right?
Yep. We can have civilians, friends of first responders. The last year in particular, we had some corporations, almost like a mini corporate challenge. So if you want to challenge your work or whatever and have a group of 10 come in, and we don't ask for much. So we ask that each participant try to raise $300. And, in the fundraising arena, that is not too much because a lot of these other events ask for $5,000 to
do something. Yeah, you can just go around around your place of work and ask people to help you out and pledge on that, and you get it in no time.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, guys, thanks a million for joining, and thank you for doing this. And 100 Club, thanks for all you do. So have a terrific day, and hope your event is totally successful. And once again, if you want to go and check it out online, what's the website?
You can go to bostonbruins.com/firstresponderchallenge.
Okay, guys, have a great day.
Right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for your support.
Okay, no
Bye.
Problem.
Bye. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.